Last year we discussed the story of Shmuel HaNavi, the birth of Shmuel the prophet, and how he rose to a point where he actually heard Hashem speak to him for the first time. The last part of the story, the manner in which Hashem spoke to him, is related to a story that Rabbeinu Zal told. In the Sipurei Maaseyos, stories Rabbeinu Zal told that deal with heavenly secrets, the most important of all the stories, the holiest of all, is the 13th story called the Zion Betlers, the seven beggars. These deal with the seven greatest tzaddikim of all time, or the seven greatest qualities found in a tzaddik, in a tzaddik emes. Someday we'll have that story in detail, but one point in that story, the fourth day, the fourth tzaddik told his story about his greatness. Strangely, his talent consisted of the power of ventriloquism. He spoke about the existence of two birds, a couple, the only type of its kind in the world. But these two birds, who were very close to each other, very affectionate to each other, who were separated from each other, they could not locate one another, and so they settled two distant cities about 1,000 miles apart. And the sadness that prevailed at night, the cries of these two birds were so bitter that all the people in the city around them had to join in the wailing, moaning, and crying of these birds. Now this tzaddik said he has the power of bringing these two birds together. And of course, in brief, these two birds stand for the Shekhinah, which has become separated from its origin. That is the Golus, the reason for the Golus. Bringing these two birds together means to make the Yichud, to unite once more, Kutcha Berichu Shchinte, Hashem and the Shekhinah. How will he do this? Through the power of ventriloquism. These two birds cannot find one another. He'll go to one, and he'll throw his voice, imitating the sound of this bird, and cast his voice to a distance, to a point where the second bird will hear it. This way, drawing that second bird closer, until eventually they will meet, they'll be united, that'll be the end of the Golus, and there'll be once more the Yichud, this combination, this unity, or this second wedding. Now, this ventriloquism means that he will throw his voice that distance, but no one in between will be able to hear the sound of this voice, only the one that it's intended for. In that manner, he can then bring these two together. The origin, Rabbeinu Zal says, of that power, we find in the story of Shmuel the prophet. Shmuel the prophet was lying at a distance from the Holy Ark, and then Hashem spoke to him, where only Shmuel the prophet heard it, who was lying distant from the Ark, and not Eli the Kohen Gadol, who was much closer to the Holy Ark, which means that the sound of Hashem had skipped over the place where Eli was sleeping, was lying, and reached Shmuel HaNavi. This is like ventriloquism, where a voice can be carried or thrown at a distance. And what is meant by this, of course, we cannot really fathom the depth of Rabbeinu Zal's words. But we do understand, it means that the voice of Hashem, just as in the case of these two birds, is cast at a distance to the one that Hashem desires. It is this desire of Hashem to be united with the tzaddik, just as the tzaddik wants to be united with Hashem. And that's why the voice of Hashem reached Shmuel HaNavi, who was the tzaddik emes at that time.